feels a little sleepy in here this morning. So would you just greet your neighbor for a moment, just turn to your neighbor and welcome them, welcome you magnificent spiritual being. So welcome all you magnificent spiritual beings. It wakes us up to have somebody know who we really are, doesn't it? So this morning, Winnie the Pooh and I, and Jesus and Krishna and Lao Tzu, would like to share with you about an amazing place that we get to in our spiritual journey. Now, the truth is, it's a place that we really want to get to. It's really that which kind of brings us to church on mornings and makes us buy that special book, and we open it up and get to it all about our spiritual self and our growth, and brings us to the classes and the seminars and all those different ways that we do our learning, because we want to learn how to get there. The only difficulty is we don't know where there is. And once we get there, we aren't sure where we've been. Now, if any of you find this spiritual journey a little frustrating, it's easy to understand why. Okay? So, let me share with you about this place. And I'm doing that because I realized that I'd heard about it many, many times in my spiritual study and exploration. But it was always in such a way that it seemed like it was out of reach and not really for ordinary people. And when I actually looked, I discovered that we get there, each of us, a number of times along the way. And the difficulty is that once we're there, we forget that we were there. Now, the place that I'm talking about is something that I call the place of knowing. The place of knowing. It's that amazing experience where we actually know the presence of the divine. We actually experience it. And in that experience, we know that all-loving goodness. That's the reality. We're in that reality. We know it. We experience it. We know there's no opposite to it. There isn't something else. It's not like this is a good place and there's the not good places, and we get one and then we get the other. It's not that kind of place. You know, it's not a choice between broccoli and chocolate. It is a very beautiful breakthrough that happens within the spiritual being. But after we've been there, we aren't very sure where we've been. And our mind does this amazing thing. Because it doesn't know what to do with it, it forgets that we were there. So, since we don't know where it is anyhow, the journey to get there is a very interesting one. Now, to just put a parameter on it, Jesus talked about it when he said, "Know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Okay, the place of knowing. Okay, that experience where you know that which is true. That which is the true reality of your being. That true reality of life. Where you know it. It's not something somebody tells you about it and your mind agrees to it. Different than that. You know it. And part of what happens in that experience of knowing is that we feel it. We feel it, and we feel and experience that all-loving goodness. It's a very beautiful experience. And you've been there, even if you forgot. Okay, I feel the all-loving goodness. Join me.
I feel the all-loving goodness.
So we'll create that place, create that potential, that invitation again.
I feel the all-loving goodness.
You have that full capacity, and you can do it right this moment if you choose. Again.
I feel the all-loving goodness.
Now, the journey to get there, Winnie the Pooh actually called it something else. He called it the North Pole. And in his journey to the North Pole is an amazing look at our journey. And so I'd like to share a little bit of that with you. And it happens when Winnie the Pooh goes and visits Christopher Robin. Now, for those of you that have journeyed with us on through stories and fairy tales before, what you're aware is that each of the characters are symbolic of a part within ourselves. That what brings validity to the story. If they are actually valid symbols within ourselves, and the process is one that we journey in our spiritual growth, then we're able to look at it and say, okay, this story speaks to me, it speaks to my journey. So Winnie the Pooh is, of course, that marvelous part of yourself that keeps seeking and going out and touching and seeking to find its rhyme with life, and is very open. There is this part of yourself that is Christopher Robin. Okay, now Christopher Robin is the Christ bearer, or the Christ self. What, again, in the Christian tradition, we call it the Christ self. In the Hindu, it's the Atman, it's the Buddha mind. It is the I am, this spiritual nature that you have that shows up marvelously as Christopher Robin. We're going on an expedition, said Christopher Robin as he got up and brushed himself. Going on an expedition, said Pooh eagerly. I don't think I've been on one of those. Where are we going on this expedition? Expedition, so the old bear. It has an X in it. Oh, said Pooh. I know. No, he didn't really. We're going to discover the North Pole. Oh, said Pooh again. What is the North Pole, he asked. It's a thing you discover, said Christopher Robin carelessly, not quite sure himself. Wonderful definition of the challenge of our journey. We're about to go discover, experience, connect with something that we aren't even quite sure what it is. Oh, I see, said Pooh. Are bears any good at discovering it? Of course they are. And Kanga and Rabbit and all of them, it's an expedition. That's what an expedition is. A long line of everybody. You'd better go tell the others while I get ready. And we must bring provisions. Bring what? Something to eat. Oh, said Pooh happily. I thought you said provisions. I'll go and tell them. And he stumped off. So Pooh goes and invites everybody to join Christopher Robin and he on this expedition. And they take off and journey. And then they get to that important part of the day that's lunchtime. Okay. Now, at lunchtime, they sit down on this in this beautiful grassy area by the stream. And they're eating and just finishing their lunch. When Christopher Robin whispered to Rabbit, Rabbit said, yes, of course. And they walked a little way up the stream together. I don't want the others to hear, said Christopher Robin. Quite so, said Rabbit, looking very important. It's only Rabbit. I suppose you don't know, what does the North Pole look like? Well, said Rabbit, stroking his whiskers, now you're asking me. I did know once, only I've sort of forgotten, said Christopher Robin carelessly. It's a funny thing, Sir Rabbit, but I've sort of forgotten too, although I did know once. I suppose it's just a pole stuck in the ground. Sure to be a pole, said Rabbit, because of calling it a pole. And if it's a pole, well, I should think it would be sticking in the ground, shouldn't you? Because There's nowhere else to stick it. Yes, that's what I thought. The only thing, said Rabbit, is where is it sticking? That's what we're looking for, said Christopher Robin. Now, you and I are on our journey looking for the North Pole. We're not quite sure what it looks like. We've got some guesses, probably a pole sticking in the ground, but where, we don't particularly know. So we take another seminar, read another book, go to church some more, and do all those wonderful things. We meditate, right? Meditation is a part of that journey. Now, interestingly enough, this is not a meditative experience, but we meditate. Okay, and we pray and support each other in the experience of prayer. But the experience we're reaching for is not a prayer experience. We learn to go into the heart and make that deep connection there, and yet this isn't the heart. But all of these are part of setting out upon the journey, all helpful. They all have gifts along the way. But suddenly, something else happens. Suddenly, little Roo, Kanga's little baby, falls into the water. "Roo's fallen in," cried Rabbit, and he and Christopher Robin come rushing down to the rescue. "Look at me swimming," squeaked Roo from the middle of the pool and was hurried down a waterfall into the next pool. "Are you all right, Roo, dear?" called Kanga anxiously. "Yes," said Roo, "look at me swim," and down he went to the next waterfall into the next pool. Everybody was doing something help. Piglet, wide awake suddenly, was jumping up and down and making, oh, I say, noises. Al was explaining that in case of sudden and temporary immersion, the important thing is to keep your head above water. I love Owl. How many times have your brain explained to you your spiritual journey and what you should be doing on it? Kanga was jumping along the bank saying, "Are you sure you're all right, Roo dear?" To which Roo, from whatever pool he was in at the moment, was answering, "Look at me swimming." Eeyore turned around and hung his tail over the first pool into which Roo fell. Christopher Robin and Rabbit came hurrying past Eeyore. "All right, Roo, I'm coming," called Christopher Robin. "Get something across the stream down below," called Rabbit. But Pooh was doing something. Two pools below Roo, he was standing with a long pole in his paws. And he reached it across as Kanga came to the other end, and between them they held it across the lower part of the pool. And Roo, still bubbling happily, looked at me swimming, drifted up, and climbed out. "Did you see me swimming?" squeaked Roo to everybody. Finally, he came up to Christopher Robin. "Did you see me swimming, Christopher Robin?" But Christopher Robin was looking at Pooh. "Pooh," he said, "where did you find that pole?" Pooh looked at the pole in his hands. "I just found it," he said. "I thought it ought to be useful. I just picked it up." "Pooh," said Christopher Robin, "the expedition is over. You found the North Pole." "Oh," said Pooh. So there is this discovery. And what I love about the story is Christopher Robin, this divine self you are, has the full capacity when you find it to know that you found it, even though you didn't know that's what you were looking for. That beautiful capacity to say, this is what it is. The experience of knowing that, where suddenly you're there, not in the middle of meditation or prayer, probably in the middle of the dishes or driving down the highway or taking care of something that needed to be done, like taking care of little Roo. And suddenly you are in an experience. And in that experience, you know the goodness of God. You feel it. And in that feeling, there is not that feeling in something else. Only that feeling is true. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And you know you're there because you're free. You can look at all around your life, all the roofs that are falling in, and the journeys that you're on. And what you know is it is all within that all-loving goodness of God. You've touched that very fabric of the presence itself. There's so many ways that it's acknowledged. Jesus, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Krishna from the Bhagavad Gita. When, however, one is enlightened with a knowledge by which ignorance is destroyed, then his knowing lights up everything as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. Knowing the truth, the illumination is freeing. The mystic Emily Cady. Man who in his first living in the selfish animal part of himself will grow up through various stages and by various processes or expositions to the divine or spiritual understanding wherein he knows he is one with the Father and wherein he is free from all suffering. And from the ancient Chinese Lao Tzu. Different way of talking about it. Approach it, and there is no beginning. Follow it, and there is no end. You can't think it, but you can be it. At ease in your own life. Just realize, so it's realization, just realize where you come from. This is the essence of wisdom. So realization, that knowing where you come, that oneness with it all. Then the freedom, essence of wisdom, because we understand life as it really is. Now, I know you've been there. And I know you've forgotten. I don't think we forget right away. But our mind just doesn't know what to do with that experience. So if you'll notice after it happens, and you put your attention back on all those other things that are taking place, there's a sweetness and a gentleness that kind of lingers. It's almost like when you get back into your worry. It's hard to really worry. But we practice it very well. And eventually, because the mind hasn't had a place to place it, we forget that we were there. And we start to think this other stuff down here is what's real. And that's where our friend Christopher Robin has such a wonderful answer. They stuck the pole in the ground, and Christopher Robin tied a message onto it. North Pole, discovered by Pooh. Pooh found it. Okay? If you take, when you have that experience, because you will, when you have that experience, if you stop and put a sign on it, this is my place of knowing. I feel the all-loving goodness. When you remember that feeling, you'll remember that you know that is what is real. I feel the all-loving goodness. Join me.
I feel the all-loving goodness.
Again.
I feel the all-loving goodness.
Again.
I feel the all-loving goodness.
You do. You'll know it. Put that sign on it. You found it. And then life goes on. Pooh went back to his own house, feeling very proud of what he'd done. Had a little something to revive himself, which we do. The place of knowing is within you. You've been there. You will be there again. You touch the very fabric of life. You know the truth. And in that moment, you know that is the truth. And you feel it. You feel that beautiful love. Because you are loved. You are that love. Bless you.